KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 22nd day of June for 2018. National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory today through Sunday. Now, heat advisory means that a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected and will create a situation in which heat illnesses are possible. So be sure that you drink plenty of fluids, stay in air-conditioned rooms, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and those that may be infirmed. Take some extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, try to reschedule any strenuous activity to early morning or evening. Now, remember, if you or anyone around you should be overcome by the heat, move inside into a cool, shaded location immediately. Again, call 911 if you are worried about heat stroke. Also, well above normal temperatures combined with some gustily northerly winds and low humidity readings will lead to critical fire weather conditions this weekend. The National Weather Service, along with CAL FIRE, have issued red flag warnings. This means that critical fire weather and conditions are occurring, a combination, again, of those strong winds, low relative humidity, and hot temperatures can contribute to extreme fire danger and behavior. So please be fire safe this weekend.
In a report to the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday, PG&E reports it'll take $2.5 billion charge for expected losses in connection with deadly wildfires that ripped through the state's wine country back in October. Now, the utility also warned its liability is expected to climb even higher after state fire officials determined the cause of 21 major fires that burned through the North State last year. PG&E said it's facing more than 200 lawsuits, not to mention other ones filed for earlier blazes like the Butte Fire, where Calaveras County alone is suing to recover millions in lost revenue. The report goes on to say the utility admits the true cost could exceed $10 billion.
And with the sale of Safe and Sane fireworks set to begin in both Amador and Calaveras counties late next week, CAL FIRE notes that each year, illegal and misused fireworks cause serious injuries. Now, that can include severe burns, amputations, blindness, and in some cases, death from the fireworks directly or from wildfires they can cause. Again this year, CAL FIRE, local fire, and law enforcement are all taking a zero-tolerance stand against anyone possessing, transporting, or using unapproved fireworks. Now, those are the ones that explode, leave the ground, or can move around uncontrollably. Some examples would be skyrockets, bottle rockets, or even Roman candles. Now, the fines for these violations start at $240 per count per person. And according to Bryce Bennett, public information officer of CAL FIRE's Amador El Dorado unit, if you're not sure if your fireworks are legal, contact your nearest CAL FIRE or local fire station. And you can leave it to the professionals tomorrow night. A fireworks show will be presented over New Hogan Reservoir Saturday evening. Show starts at about dusk.
And a Dorrington man arrested for vehicular manslaughter and other charges following a motorcycle first vehicle accident on Highway 4. According to Highway Patrol, Brian Montgomery, driving his Toyota 4Runner westbound on 4 east of Bear Valley Road, while Jeffrey Ramsey of Staten, Oregon, was riding his Indian motorcycle, pulling a motorcycle trailer eastbound on the highway, approaching Montgomery's vehicle. Now, due to his level of intoxication, Montgomery allowed his vehicle to drift into the eastbound lane, directly in path of the motorcycle. Montgomery's vehicle collided head-on with the bike. Ramsey was ejected from the motorcycle and sustained fatal injury. Montgomery's vehicle overturned and came to rest, blocking the roadway. He was arrested on scene for vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated, felony DUI causing injury, and felony DUI causing injury with a blood alcohol concentration above 0.08. Now, due to the extent of injuries, he was initially transported by air ambulance to Sutter Roseville Medical Center. He was later admitted to Marshall Medical Center for further treatment. The collision under investigation. Anyone who witnessed is encouraged to contact CHP at 754-3541.
And tonight, the Main Street Theater Works kicks off their 15th summer season at the Kennedy Mine Amphitheater with comedy Mama Won't Fly. The production is a hilarious, family-friendly comedy that will have you laughing your way across the USA. Over 20 different characters are played by 5 different actors. Now, this is a fast-paced tour across America. Mama Won't Fly runs through July 21st. For tickets or more information, visit mstw.org.
And the deadline rapidly approaching to sign up for the 2018 Faith Alive Day Camp at Faith Lutheran Church. This year's theme, This Changes Everything. Faith Alive is sure to change your child's summer. Join the Faith Lutheran Church for fun this summer at the Faith-Filled Camp, Monday through Friday, July 2nd through the 6th. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3, Friday to noon with family. Songs, games, skits, and more. Open to all kids who've completed kindergarten through entering 6th grade. The cost is $30 for the week, including a t-shirt. Scholarships available. For more information, contact Tasha, 296-6191, or the church office at 295-4545. To get the camp forms, visit faithlutheranpioneer.com.
And don't forget, tonight, Amador Arts kicks off their concert series at 6 o'clock with Slade Rivers at the Preston Castle. That's 6 o'clock tonight. The music starts. You get there a little early, set up your picnic, and have fun with your family and friends. That's TGIF concert series with Slade Rivers tonight. All right, that wraps up a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and by Volcano Communications. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.